Hello, and welcome back to the Kimberly Lovey podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Lovey. You guys, I had my 20-year high school reunion. Okay, you guys, so my 20-year high school reunion was quickly approaching. And it really weirded me out. I really did not want to go, but I definitely forced myself. And the reason why I forced myself is because it's one of those things that you always know it's coming. Like when you graduate high school, you know about the 10-year reunion, you know about the 20-year reunion, and it's just one of those milestone activities that happen in your life. And when it shows up, when it actually is time, it is crazy because one, it makes you feel old, but two, it's just a surreal experience. And I think it actually brings up quite a bit of emotions. So I can definitely understand why somebody would not want to go or refuse to go. I think that when you're faced with a reunion like this, it really does force your hand to kind of reconcile and take stock of where you were and where you've been, how far you've come, and really just consider, are you happy? And it just starts bringing up all these different emotions inside of you. If you had a hard time in high school, which I know so many people did, you know, it might bring up old feelings that you haven't come to terms with yet or you haven't made peace with yet. Maybe people are triggers for you. So I just want to acknowledge that if you are one of those people that did not make it, I totally understand why. So for me, I pretty much exhausted myself emotionally leading up to this, and I wasn't really, you know, trying to reconcile that much or anything like with anybody or any of those things. It was more of like a reflection period for me. So I did have a little bit of trouble in high school, and that probably stemmed from my best friend who passed at the time, and it really messed me up for quite some time, and it started me on a probably very negative spiral for several years that thankfully I came out of. But it's also important to recognize that some people passed away since then. And so for me, I think a big thing was come at it from an angle of gratitude and getting to be there because some people passed away, some people may be sick or just in a bad place. And so, you know, I think it was important to really just force myself to go. And I was really proud of myself because I truly I didn't feel like going. You know, I think that if you don't go to it, or for me, I felt like if I don't go to it, it's one of those things that you forever say, I didn't make it to. And, you know, I just feel like, why even like go show up for an hour if you can? And for me, it's local, so it's very easy. Like for other people, and if I lived far away, I don't think I probably would have gone, to be honest. But you know, I can see both sides of it. But for me, I decided I'm gonna go. I'm really happy in my life. I'm very at peace with where I'm at. And you know, I was really excited and interested to see some people, but at the same time, let's be real, it's also very anticlimactic at this day and age to go to some of these things because we have social media. So I already can probably give you 3 bullet points on most of the people that are there. I probably know, are they married or not? What they do for their job? If they have kids, how many? Maybe even what color hair they have or their kids' names. So, you know, I think back in the day, it was very different because you might show up and say, oh my gosh, I wonder what my ex-boyfriend looks like. And is he married? And what does his wife look like? And, you know, it's really juicy to come home from an experience like that. This day and age, it's just not. Like, unless somebody is completely not on social media and you've completely stayed out of touch, then maybe, then that's kind of interesting. But all in all, it's not nearly as juicy. However, at the same time, it's not the same stalking somebody on social media or just kind of getting updates, even if you're not stalking them. You know, it's just not the same as experiencing them in person. So, you know, feeling somebody's energy, looking at their expression when they tell you what they're up to, I think is very telling. You know, how is their skin tone? Do they take care of themselves? There's just so many nuances when you're meeting somebody in person. Again, that, you know, it's just kind of an interesting experience overall. So with that, I'm going to share exactly how things went with my reunion, and I hope you enjoy. Please rate the podcast 5 stars. If you are new here, thank you so much for joining. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of laughs and a lot of cool people stop on in. So I hope you enjoy. And hey, send me a note if you went to a high school reunion, a college reunion, any kind of reunion, and there was some kind of like hilarious story or something iconic that happened, like send them over, because I kind of want to read like what happened at your high school reunion and how did it go for you. So send me a note at Kimberly Levy on Instagram. That's pretty much where I hang out. Not as big on Facebook, but I am there. And enjoy the show. Outdoor Movies by You is not just your average rental company. We consider ourselves an outdoor movie event company. Starting in 2011, we created the idea of bringing the movie theater to your backyard. Other than maybe a park with a ton of strangers, no one really knew what the outdoor movie was. With having over 30 years of experience of being a social event planner, Carrie combined the two and has created an event company that focuses on the outdoor movie concept. Simple options to choose from, just the basic, the actor, to having it all, act two, In-N-Out Burger packages. We offer seating, swag bags, s'mores, blankets, you name it, we can get it. We like to think of ourselves as a one-stop shop. Oh, and free popcorn with every event. We have no area boundaries from Santa Barbara to San Diego and everywhere in between. Once the pandemic hit, we had never seen anything like this. Our business grew by leaps and bounds as it was the safest way to entertain. We felt that we were putting laughs and smiles on faces in such a dark time. Whether it's a date night for two or a school with 1,000, Outdoor Movies by You will roll out the red carpet every time. See us in action on Instagram at Outdoor Movies by You. Going to a 20-year high school reunion is weird. Why, you ask? Because that basically means you're old. And not only that, it's one of those things that like you know is going to happen, but when it actually happens, it's like, oh my God, I knew this day was going to come. And you start taking stock of like where you're at in your life, and it becomes this entire, like, I feel like this is something that would drive you straight to your therapist's office. I don't have a therapist, but leading up to this, I could see myself going into therapy just to get here. Like, I feel like you start facing all the things of where you were and where you've been and where you are today. And it's like, it's exhausting. I can totally understand why people don't show up to their 20-year or 10-year or blank year high school reunion, because it is exhausting. And I went through all these emotions going into it. And I thought, well, everyone's going through these emotions. And I get there and I start opening up to some of the girls, which was so weird because I'm surprised I felt so comfortable opening up to some of these girls about this, because I'm not even really friends with them. And I was like, yeah, it was just like an emotional journey just like leading up to this, don't you think, wasn't it? And one of the girls was like, nope, not for me. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, that's not what I thought. I did not think anyone was going to say that, but it just kind of cracked me up. But like, okay, so we go. By the way, we is me and London. Yes, baby London, my 6-month-old baby, was my date to our high school reunion. And I'm thinking, people are going to think I have like a baby daddy. By the way, no offense to anyone that does, but it's just not my situation. Or they're going to think I'm divorced or like something. It's like, why is this chick showing up with her baby? I'm so confused. Like, get a nanny and bring your husband, or you must be divorced. Well, anyway, I'll just give you a quick backstory in case anyone's wondering. So basically, Brian has been trying to get to Irvine to buy ice hockey skates for literally 2 months. He really wants to join this adult league that one of our friends has asked him to join. And he's kind of rocking that dad bod hard right now. And so I'm actually really excited for him to go out and play, because I think it'll be fun. It'll be great exercise. It'll be something for himself. And he has none of that right now and he needs it. So he said to me today, I'd like to take the kids and go to the place down in Irvine and get my skates. And then, cause they like make custom skates and whatever. Anyway, they like mold them to your feet or something, whatever. So he can't just like buy them online. So whatever. So I'm like, okay. So he wants to take the kids and he wants to basically then surprised them with taking them to Downtown Disney and have dinner there. And he's been talking about this for literally 6 weeks. And we were supposed to go, we were supposed to do all this during our San Diego trip over the summer, but then we ended up stopping because he surprised me and made me stop to get a present, like a really nice present that he got me as like a anniversary slash push present, whatever. Okay, so we ran out of time because he was getting me a present when we were there last time. Got it. So I'm like, you know what? You should definitely go today. I'll just take baby London with me to my high school reunion. It's from 6 to 9. I'll stay for like a half hour to an hour. It's no big deal. She's easy. And when she starts to melt down, I'll take her home. And I didn't feel like I needed to like bring in one of our nanny, like our nanny or whatever. Okay, easy. So anyway, me and baby London show up. I felt really good about how I looked, like just, you know, I've kind of lost some of the baby weight and like, I'm definitely not in like my normal, like tip top shape or anything, but you know, it's like good enough, right? Like we're right there. We're really just close enough. Okay. So felt good about how I looked, got ready, whatever. Like it's not a big deal because it's not that far. Like I'm back in our hometown now. And so it wasn't like a big to do to go there, which was such a relief. So it was very easy. Okay. So we get there and I'm like wandering around and I'm like, I cannot find anyone. And then I start panicking. Oh my God, is it the wrong date? I mean, so I ended up going really early because, so it started at 6. I got there like right at 6 or like 5:55 even because of baby London. I wanted to like maximize my time. So I get there and I can't find anyone. I'm like, oh no, it's the wrong day. I'm an idiot. Like this is the wrong day. I'm like, well, girl, calm down. You're early, like earlier. But I'm like, it's weird. I can't find the people that are putting this on. So I start like wandering around, me and my stroller, my heels, honey, I got my lubes on, girl, you know. And anyway, so I'm like strutting around this restaurant slash bar with like my mom vibes going. And I see out of the corner of my eye, like our gold and black, our school colors, basically our balloons. So I look over and I'm like, okay, there's like two girls sitting there. This is odd. So I don't recognize them. So I start walking closer and closer and I realize, wait a minute, I know them. And so I sit down with them and like, so weird. Cause it's like, here's the thing is like, I forgot how many people I forgot about. Like if we are not on Facebook together or stalking each other on Instagram, and I am not physically running into you at one of our kids' events, you're basically dead to me, okay? Those are the only chances. Even some of my best friends, like if I literally do not see you on Facebook, on Instagram, or at a kid's, like a school event, some sporting event, like if I do not physically run into you in something like that, I don't see you. So the moral of the story here, guys, is get your freaking social media up, okay? Get it up. How can I properly stalk you? How can we stalk each other? How can we really even say we know each other anymore? So get on that horse. If you are not posting, I don't like it. Okay. I don't like it. So anyway, I digress. So I completely forget how many people I forgot about. So anyway, I'm going there and I'm sitting there and it's like a bunch of girls and it's all the girls from Brookside. And, you know, it's so weird because I ended up like really connecting with some women, which I never thought I would. That was odd. It was also very interesting to see how like some of the people I remember, they had like their two best friends and like those cliques of like three or four people, how like some of them are still best friends. And I think that's so cute. And it was just so interesting. So, you know, it was interesting to see what people are doing, who has kids, who doesn't have kids, who's married, who's not married, who married rich, who is in their whatever job, who's like got their promotion and they're all proud of themselves. It's just, it was very, very interesting to see that. But most importantly, it was so fascinating to feel like I was back home with some of these people. Like some of these people I've literally known since kindergarten. Dude, I'm 38, like kindergarten. And like, it's weird when you don't hang out with them all the time and then you just start talking to them like you always did. It's weird, but in the best way possible. And so I don't even know. It was just, I was tripping out. The whole thing was odd. It felt good. You know what? It felt good. But it was very fast and furious because Baby London was there. So I was like, okay, I need to go say hi to these people and these people and these people. And like, I would have loved to chit chat with more people longer or some other people that I barely got to speak to. And everyone got to see the baby. And it was fun hearing how many people had, you know, oh, we have two kids. Most people had two kids, I would say. So that was interesting. A lot of people had kids that were 6 years old, just like Carter. And then some of them had like much younger kids. Some of them had like a big age gap. So that was just really interesting. And then, okay, the other thing is that most people looked, I wouldn't say exactly the same. They looked like definitely like you would recognize them. Some people were heavier. Some people had acne. Some people were skinnier. Some people had more filled faces. Some people had fake boobs. Some people had explanted boobs. Yeah, but I was here for it. I mean, look, I loved it. I thought it was fabulous. I loved hearing kind of what everybody was up to, but I just, the whole thing just really tripped me out. And what I was originally thinking, I was thinking it was 10 years. Girl, bye. It was not 10 years. But the people were so nice. Oh, some people changed their names. There was that. Definitely Nitchy. You know, people I went to school with were really nice. That's what I realized. I mean, at the time, you know, there's a lot of hormones when you're in middle school and high school and weird stuff happens. But I feel like at the end of the day, it did feel oddly at home. And I felt really comfortable. There were a couple people that I feel like they weren't super happy in their jobs. I'm a physician. Okay, you sound boring. Okay, great. I'm happy that you're a physician, but have some fucking spunk. Give me a smile. Like, say it like you're happy. Don't say, I'm a physician, like you're fucking miserable. Like, put on a smile. Yeah, I'm a doctor. I do blah. Cool. That's awesome. Like, I love that you do that. That's amazing. Obviously, you're amazing. I'm happy you're amazing. You've always been amazing. I'm glad you found your niche, like your stride. But like, when people don't smile at you, I find that very telling. So it's more of like an energy that you get from people. Other people, it was like we were shooting the shit. We were telling jokes. One of my friends, he is like some bodybuilder guy now. And I was like, go have your raw egg for dinner. Like, you know, just talking shit. So that was really fun. But anyway, all in all, I do feel like if you have some big milestone, anything coming up, whether it's for work, for a, like I have my business school one coming up, and you're feeling like you don't want to go, I do think you should go. And here's why. If you don't go, it's one of those things that you forever didn't go to. It happens once. And it's something that you only get one chance to go to and that you've always known was coming. Now, look, social media completely like takes the it demystifies it all. It takes the excitement out of it to an extent, but you'll still be surprised when you show up. And I think it'll be interesting. It's interesting to see how my personality emerged in that setting. Like I felt very like I could be funny. I could be outgoing. I was relaxed, confident, happy. You know, and at first I was kind of like not feeling that way. And I don't think I was that way in high school. I kind of did not have a great high school experience or middle school, mostly high school. I had some rough patches going on. My best friend had passed away in high school and it really threw me off my game in like a very, very serious way. So this was, you know, this kind of made me feel like complete. I got to see people. I got to show them I'm doing well. I also have to say, you should feel grateful. Like, there's some people that either, I hate to say this, they died or they're sick and they cannot come. And so I just have to say, if you're in that situation where you have a chance to show up to something like this, like, you know, show up. Show up. Show up with a smile. And I think you'll be really surprised by who you connect with. And yeah. Anyway, so I just really enjoyed it. And if any of my friends are listening that I went to school with, then I just want to give you guys a shout out and say thank you for listening. And thank you for hanging out with me tonight, me and Baby London. And it was a surreal experience. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're rooting for each other. We love each other, I would say, for the most part. And it's all good. So yeah, cheers to the next 20, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram at Kimberly Lovey and let me know your thoughts about today's show. You can screenshot this episode and let us know what your biggest takeaway was and tag me at Kimberly Lovey and we can share it on our stories. I will see you again, same time, same place next week.